leader and the author of more than 20 books, including No Higher Power, Obama's War on Religious Freedom. And now, here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
China has sold Americans a dazzling array of counterfeits and forgeries, including copyrighted books, music, and expensive fashion apparel. But much more dangerous is the tainted food that China sells us. The China Bee Products Association claims that half of all honey sold in China is fake. Chinese baby milk killed Chinese babies after melamine was added to conceal the milk's low protein count. China tops the list of countries with tainted products. There are some U.S. inspections in China, but they surely are not what we are used to in the United States. Even our pets are in danger. Mysterious canine illnesses and deaths have been linked to jerky treats from China, and two manufacturers pulled leading brands off their shelves. Federal officials said the current outbreak sickened 3,000 dogs and 10 cats, and killed about 600 canines. China's latest venture into deception is collecting empty bottles of genuine alcohol, refilling them with a cheap substitute, such as antifreeze, from who knows where, and then reselling this counterfeit alcohol to popular bars and restaurants in Beijing. The police discovered 37,000 bottles of this fake alcohol ready to be delivered. An expert on Chinese health at the Council on Foreign Relations, Yang Zhang Huang, explained that the big difference between Chinese and U.S. medicine safety is this. U.S. vaccines are kept safe by supporting institutions such as the market economy, democracy, media monitoring, civil society, and the business ethics code, plus inspections and regulations, severe punishment for violators, and lawsuits by trial lawyers. Communist China does not tolerate any of these safety precautions.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Chances are you or someone you care about is unemployed or underemployed. At eagleforum.org, in a blog conversation with Phyllis Schlafly, we're weighing the causes and solutions of this national crisis. One thing is certain, more government spending is not the answer. Join the blog at egoforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Do you own a gun? The attorneys and members of Texas Law Shield see every day how law-abiding citizens can become the victims of an anti-gun culture and a legal system that is designed to produce convictions rather than seek justice. Texas Law Shield is a firearm single defense program dedicated to protecting legal gun owners. We offer comprehensive criminal and civil coverage with our 24/7 emergency hotline. Texas Law Shield completes your armed self-defense plan. To become a member, visit TexasLawShield.com.
The current declaration of martial law and coup in Thailand, while significantly impacting tourism, has been met by expats and in-country tourists with a what-coup attitude. While internal political changes must be made before the upcoming elections, the curfew is now largely ignored in tourist areas. Translation? Great hotels and cheap flights at unheard-of savings. Veterans, VA lost your paperwork again? Visit AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com for life-saving treatments and surgery at fractions of U.S. prices. And a really cool vacation afterwards. Hit us up at AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
Salient Arms International. Salient Arms takes your weapons platform and refines the most important functioning features, enhancing your weapon's reliability. An SAI enhanced platform is the epitome of excellence and will dominate competition, self-defense, or combat. Visually striking and engineered to its fullest potential, discover the SAI commitment to excellence. To find out more, go to SalientArmsInternational.com. Salient Arms International. Innovation cubed.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your Pure Effect Ultra today by visiting PureEffectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel Body Armor can stop every round, including hollow points and 308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L, BodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
Shall not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Shall not be infringed.
Shall not be infringed. From the nation's Second Amendment watchdog, anti-gunners, get ready for the pain. The misinformation is over because this is the blunt object. From Gun Owners of America, this is Lock and Load with Bill Frady. Bill Frady.
And as we roll into the second hour on a Thursday, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. Mike Malloy, radio personality from Atlanta, Georgia. He describes himself as a traditional liberal Democrat doing his part to return the Democratic Party to its liberal roots. I would have to say that you have succeeded, Mike. Congratulations. Now go get a haircut. As such, though, he evidently is a gun owner himself. And he, despite that, he's apparently enthusiastically on board with nearly every new infringement on that which shall not be infringed ever proposed, and goes into a foot-stomping fury at every proposed expansion of recognition of the right to keep and bear arms. This means, of course, that there is no vitriol too foul to his way of thinking to fling at groups like Open Carry Texas for their campaign of openly carrying rifles and shotguns into places like restaurants and retail stores, although he may not have made the comparison yet between such activists and child rapist murderers. As such, though, he has stated an intention to try to get open carry activists shot and killed. Once again, another non-violence activist. Now, I've got for you, and I've never listened to this, I've read it. But I've got for you a 46-second soundbite of the aforementioned Mr. Malloy. I've never listened to it. I'm hopeful that they bleep out what I see there. But let's just see exactly how rational the man is, shall we?
I guess what I'll do if I'm ever in that situation and I see one of these half-witted yahoos walking in with a weapon, high-caliber rifle like that, I'll just put on a berserk act. I will just start screaming, gun, 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 watch out, everybody hit the deck, guns, guns, everybody, and then dial 911, and I will say, shots fired, which will bring every goddamn cop within 15 miles. And then the half-wits with the long guns are going to panic, and they're going to run out of the store, and if that rifle isn't shouldered properly, the cop is going to take a look at that and put a bullet right in their forehead.
Ah, Mr. Malloy, you even-minded person, you. First of all, he's rather optimistic that the cop is going to be able to shoot somebody with one shot right in the middle of the forehead. But I want you to think about this. People who openly carry long guns in public legally so offend him that he hopes to get them killed, even if he has to lie to do it. Note also that as much as they, as these forcible citizen disarmament jihadis like to use, or more accurately abuse, the can't yell fire in a crowded movie theater analogy, his announced intention is a vastly closer fit to that analogy than the notion that standard capacity magazine ban laws or concealed carry bans are equivalent to laws against libel. Open carry is not the only thing that drives him incandescent with homicidal rage. Georgia just passed HB 60, which is a rather, on its best day, it's a modest fix to some of the state's more egregious restrictions on guns. But it's been characterized as the most extreme gun bill in America by former Representative Gabrielle Giffords of Americans for Responsible Solutions. And it's pushed Malloy to the point of threatening to shoot an NRA board member, doesn't matter which one apparently, nor apparently does it matter whether or not the board member is armed. I'm not gonna play that audio because there's more profanity in it. But I'll read it to you. He stated, on the air, this organization founded by Gabrielle Giffords, you remember her, the former Arizona congressman that Sarah Palin and Glenn Beck suggested should be murdered. I don't remember that. The one who was critically wounded in a mass shooting in 2011. She calls it the most extreme gun bill in America. The NRA, which they're behind this, of course, they want guns everywhere. I would like to invite one of the NRA board members, and I'll be armed. Let's just get this over with, okay? Come on down to Georgia, and I'll be packing heat, and you be packing heat, or whether you want to or not. And I don't give a blank. It's up to you. And you come meet me someplace, and all of a sudden, see, we have stand your ground here, and all of a sudden, I'm going to feel bleeping threatened by you, and I will shoot you if I feel threatened. The law says I can. Maniacal laughter. He's also offered to provide a weapon with which to murder U.S. Senators Ted Cruz and Mike Lee. Now, here's the thing. I myself get challenged plenty. And if it is a reasoned challenge, not a profane one, and if it is a reasoned challenge and not a bunch of screaming gibberish or a bunch of meandering nonsense, I will respond on point. These other things, it's just hard to respond to. If I'm asked about one point and then we get into stuff all the way back to, you know, it crosses over into global warming and all these other things, that's hard to respond to. But what are you doing, Mike Malloy, inviting a bunch of old guys in suits to come and face you? Why are you doing that? What point are you trying to make? And if you really want that, then invite me. If you really want that. See, if I get out there today, if I get out there in 5 minutes and I start advocating, well, you know, we've gone too far. It's time for the revolution. Overthrow. Bring your guns out. Load up. Let's go. I'll meet you on the square. That's irresponsible. That's highly irresponsible. I reserve lethality for when I have no other choices. You, on the other hand, advocate for it, Mr. Malloy. You want to be in shootouts. You want to see congressmen murdered. You want to yell fire in the crowded movie theater and see somebody following the law get shot in the middle of the forehead. So if you want to pick a fight, pick it with somebody that can fight you. And I'll volunteer. You don't have to look very far. I'm just across the border. We'll be right back on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's S-T-E-M-G-E-V-I-T-Y, Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
Developed and made by U.S. Army Special Forces soldiers, Spartan Blades are the professional-grade combat utility knife. The preferred knives of those who go into harm's way, Spartan Blades endeavors to create knives that will last a lifetime and beyond. To find out more, go to SpartanBladesUSA.com. Whether you are a law enforcement professional, outdoorsman, or just appreciate craftsmanship and a cutting tool, Spartan Blades endeavors to make knives that will get the task done. Spartan Blades, knives with intent.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
Never buy the wrong mount optic or accessory again. From 22 to 50 cal, Mounting Solutions Plus has the right accessories for your precision shooting needs. Mounting Solutions Plus will aim you in the right direction with knowledgeable support and quality products from Magpul, Aimpoint, EOTech, Night Force Plus, much more. They can even support your local gun shop with a no minimum dealer program. Go to MountPlus.com today and use checkout code RADIO to get 10% off your entire purchase.
Now, more pounding from the blunt object.
And welcome back. Sending something to Magnum, because Magnum is the glue that holds the show together. And it is sent. We've talked about in New Jersey, where certain city officials want to, the city officials, you know, they have police departments, and police departments like to upgrade their equipment from time to time. And, you know, it's a bidding process. Well, in New Jersey, Before they will allow you to bid, you have to make certain pledges. Although they didn't go all the way out there on this one in the first one round. But what they're trying to do is persuade firearm companies to address safety issues before bidding on contracts to sell guns and ammunition to police. And it's characterized as safety issues. Besides Jersey City, there's almost three dozen American towns, cities, and government agencies that are involved in this grassroots effort, including Oakland, Mahwa, is that in New Jersey, and Rivervale. The strategy centers on a leverage formula. If gun makers want a piece of the multi-billion-dollar market in ammunition and firearm sales to law enforcement agencies across America, they will have to prove they support gun safety measures. Or gun control measures, if you will. Or as Jersey City Mayor Stephen Fulop puts it, money talks. The ultimate goal, he said in an interview, is to persuade the Pentagon, the largest U.S. buyer of guns and ammunition, to force gun makers to focus on safety as a prerequisite to bidding on military firearms contracts. But he conceded that could take years. Now, first of all, Mayor Fulop has no idea what he's talking about. Okay? There are gun-selling entities that only do business with law enforcement. That's all they do. They don't have, in some cases, they don't even have storefronts. They sell nothing to civilians. But they want to do something beyond that, and this is never going to happen because of the manufacturer-distributor relationship. One thing they want to do is they want the manufacturers to guarantee that their distributors will not sell things like AR-15s to people, or that their distributors are making people take background checks. Well, distributors don't sell to the public directly either. Only retail outlets sell to distributors. I'll give you a prime example. Wyndham Weaponry. If you talk to their vice president in charge of sales and marketing, Mark Eliason, he will tell you that once he sells those guns, once the distributor has bought those guns, where they go and what happens to them is out of his control. Because he no longer owns them. So, what they're describing, what they want to see, is that somehow or other there's some tether that comes up that stays with that gun all the way through. Money exchanges hands, and along the way, still somebody's, you know, first layer still got control, then the second layer still got control. And then somehow or other they're going to have a third layer that, you know, Wyndham is going to be able to dictate to the retailer what they do and how they do it. And there's no way, no way to do that. Anthony Calandro out of New Jersey, Gun for Hire. Says it's definitely not going to catch on. The gun manufacturers are going to end up boycotting police departments. And that statement is largely going to depend on what they require from the manufacturers. Because manufacturers sell to distributors who sell to police departments. Now, in Jersey City, at least two gun retailers have submitted bids to sell ammunition and new firearms to the city's police. A contract worth more than $400,000 in the coming year. Now, here's another part of this that I don't think the gun grabbers have taken into consideration. Guns are durable goods. They're very durable goods. They last for a long time. Art in the chat room carries a revolver that was made before I was born. Maybe before you were born, huh? Still shoots. They're durable goods. Let's say Jersey City is successful. Buying guns, let's say they get somebody to give in to their demands and everything. Buying guns, if you ammunition is something that you have to buy on a constant basis. Guns, not so much, because municipalities don't replace their Glock 17s every time a new Glock 17 comes out like it's the next incarnation of the iPhone. They just don't do it because these things are durable goods. They still work. Any modern firearm, a lot of police departments carry SIGs. A lot of police departments carry Glocks. And where I live, they just started carrying FN. Those guns are going to last a very long time. So after they get through their bid and everything, what is to keep these companies, should they decide to make a shift? The gun industry is a $30 billion industry. And police departments are based upon their budget. And if they don't have the budget to buy something, then some of these entities have to look at other things like, say, I don't know, the civilian market. And they're basically going to try to describe to them how they have to do their business, how they have to run their business if they want to do business with Jersey City. It might work one or two times. It is driving up the price. The first bid for the Jersey City bid, which they hoped would be a purchase of $400,000, was $521,753. 25% higher than they intended. Then another one came in lower than that bid, but still 25% higher. It's actually more than 25%, but I'm not doing the math in my head right now. They came in with a lower bid of $509,207. Now, how they're rationalizing this to themselves is that they're saying it may be about the pricing of ammunition. And they supposedly have an expert reviewing the bid to determine whether they meet specific technical requirements for the city has for their special operations officers. That second bid was a long time coming. We'll be right back on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Keenly aware of the similarity between tactical and competitive training, the Shooter Source fuses the two worlds together. Their product line is based on speed of movement, and the Shooter Source caters to both the three-gun competitor and the tactical operator. The Shooter Source specializes in the cutting-edge tools for any shooter of any discipline. See them on the range or online. Find out how at theshootersource.com. The Shooter Source, one philosophy encompassing all.
Dozens of diseases ranging from the common cold and flu to MRSA and pneumonia are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Fortunately, a simple, safe, and effective alternative exists. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that is safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold and yeast, and a limited number of parasites. It can even purify water. Supernatural Silver comes in both liquid and gel for internal or external use. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, research institutions, and nursing homes, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon in the fight against disease. To see how Supernatural Silver can give you and your loved ones protection and peace of mind, go to SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off and like us on Facebook.
Coming from Blue Force Gear, the same thing they did with weapon slings. Blue Force Gear has revolutionized the Molly Load carriage with the Helium Whisper attachment system. Pouches built with Helium Whisper technology are fully Molly compatible and are lighter, thinner, and more durable than current issue equivalents. Lighter gear enables you to move faster with less bulk, ensuring that you will survive to fight another day. Find ultralight gear with the revolutionary Helium Whisper attachment system at blueforcegear.com.
Get the hardest hitting rebel newspaper of them all by mail anywhere in the CSA or U.S. For the next 12 issues, send $25 cash, check, or money order to TFF, P.O. Box 385, Silver Hill, Alabama, 36576.
War Sport introduces the LVOA AR. This highly anticipated rifle is the embodiment of the low visibility operation concept. Made and designed in the USA, the LVOA combines mil-spec and specially designed features, bringing a flat-shooting, extremely durable AR from concept to reality. To find out more, go to lvoa.us. War Sport, making function and reliability on an extreme level. This is only the beginning.
Hey, gun grabbers, do you feel the pain?
And welcome back on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. Most of the time, defensive gun use, there's so little information on it that it is very hard to document it. Unless it's that fun story where you go to voicemail when you call 911. And it happens so much that it would be impossible to track them all down and then document them all. Now, GunSaveLives.com, they feel it, they're keeping a running count. They started a running count not too long ago. And they acknowledge that what they actually do document at Gun Save Lives is a small percentage of the overall number of defensive gun uses that take place every day. But not too long ago, what is today? The 19th, 3 days ago, June the 16th. They had stories from Florida, California, Georgia, Colorado, Delaware, Michigan, and Indiana. They documented 8 defensive gun uses in that one single day. Number one, coming out of Florida. Homeless man shot after assaulting a man outside 7-Eleven on Lee Road. Homeless man became physical after asking a customer for money. Customer shot the homeless man after being punched while he was sitting in his car numerous times. Coming out of California, man shot killed after ramming van in North Hollywood. A man who repeatedly rammed his truck into a van was shot and killed in North Hollywood on Thursday. Coming out of Georgia, Cobb homeowner shoots, kills intruder. Cobb County man shot and killed an intruder in his home late Tuesday. Coming out of Delaware, Cheswold resident shoots at burglary suspects. The Cheswold police are investigating a home invasion attempt that ended with shots being fired at two burglary suspects. Colorado, armed victim of break-in chases away suspects. Man who reportedly saw two or three suspects trying to break into his vehicle apparently armed himself and chased them away. Out of California, caught on video, Bakersfield store owner fires warning shots. A customer punched a store owner in the face, giving him a black eye. The owner fired a shot into the ground, sending the suspects fleeing. Police say store owner won't face charges. Indiana, homeowner shoots intruder who fled Indiana mental ward. A woman dressed in a hospital gown was shot after allegedly trying to break into a home near a mental ward from which she had just escaped. Michigan police, Bay County man holds home invader at gunpoint while sitting on burglar's ATV. A Gibson Township man came home to find his domicile being burglarized, grabbed a shotgun, and sat on the escape vehicle to await police's arrival. Excuse me. Shannon Watts says that never happens. Turns out it happens a lot. I've been having to make the rounds on this one. This past Monday, the Supreme Court ruled that gun buyers must make it clear on their federal form 4473 if they will keep the firearm or subsequently sell it. And a remark in the majority opinion by Justice Elena Kagan, the Supreme Court justice who was never a judge, is sure to raise eyebrows among gun rights activists who worry about de facto registration. Based upon what Kagan said, you know, even Sarah Brady admits buying a hunting rifle to give to her son for Christmas. And from what I'm reading, this in no way inhibits you from buying a gun and giving it as a gift. However, that's not the way this particular case went down. This was the case of former police officer Bruce Abramski Jr., who bought a pistol so he could in turn sell it to his uncle, which was done through an FFL, a federal firearms licensed firearms dealer. Both men could legally own the firearm in question. Neither one of them were prohibited. Abramski of Virginia was convicted of making a straw purchase despite his argument that so long as a person at the counter is eligible to own a gun, the sale to him is legal under the statute. The ruling notes that he transferred the pistol to his uncle via a gun dealer, and his uncle filled out the form 4473. But he was prosecuted for making a false claim on the original form on the grounds that he was not the actual buyer. And with the Supreme Court, it makes no difference that the uncle could legally buy a firearm. The form 4473 specifically asks whether the person buying the gun is the actual buyer. So, in the majority opinion on page 23, Kagan wrote, "No piece of information is more important under federal firearms law than the identity of a gun's purchaser, the person who acquires a gun as a result of a transaction with a licensed dealer. While federal firearm laws are aimed at keeping guns out of the wrong hands, does this comment suggest that the High Court majority also thinks it's important to know who owns guns? That's the question. This is where this de facto registry thing comes into play. Nelson Lund, a constitutional scholar and Second Amendment expert at George Mason School of Law, had this to say. Five members of the Supreme Court have decided to make it a federal crime for a lawful gun owner to buy a firearm for another lawful gun owner. No federal statute says any such thing. The justices are once again legislating from the bench, which violates the Constitution, and enacting a retroactive criminal law, which is even worse. This is one of these things that, you know, I have to say, in all honesty, this is one of the most absurd rulings I've ever heard. And this is me knowing the semantic gamesmanship that was played with Obamacare when it got to the Supreme Court. Now, in the dissent that was authored by Antonin Scalia and joined by Chief Justice John Roberts, Justices Clarence Thomas and Samuel Alito, Kennedy was the swing vote on this thing. Scalia observes, on the majority's view, if the bureaucrats responsible for creating Form 4473 decided to ask about the buyer's favorite color, a false response would be a federal crime. But this raises a more interesting question that has to do with a situation at least some citizens in Washington and Colorado might face. Both states have legalized the recreational use of marijuana, and medical marijuana is also allowed. And there's a specific question on the Form 4473 about the use of controlled substances. Answer that question wrongly, in the belief that state law provides some sort of loophole and a person could wind up in serious trouble. But like I said, you know, as far as giving guns as gifts, that majority opinion does allow for the purchase of that, or as a raffle prize. But on page 10 of her majority opinion, Kagan makes this observation. The overarching reason is that Abramski's reading would undermine, indeed, for all important purposes, would virtually repeal the gun law's core provisions. As noted earlier, the statute establishes an elaborate system to verify a would-be gun purchaser's identity and check on his background. It also requires that information so gathered go into a dealer's permanent records. The twin goals of this comprehensive scheme are to keep guns out of the hands of criminals and others who should not have them, and to assist law enforcement authorities in investigating serious crimes. And no part of that scheme would work if the statute turned a blind eye to straw purchases, if, in other words, the law addressed not the substance of the transaction but only empty formalities. But when you consider how the recent mass shooters have passed background checks and gone through other regulatory steps, or have skirted them entirely by stealing firearms from someone who has, makes me sort of wonder if this particular ruling is not an empty formality in and of itself. Makes me go, hmm. Makes me go, hmm. I'm not particularly concerned with that one, simply because, like, just like the private sales they're trying to regulate in Colorado, how do you know when that happens if you don't go? How do they know that's happening? How do you catch that? It's unenforceable. We'll be right back on a Thursday. This is Long and Lock and Load.
I cannot take this anymore. Everything I said before, all these words, they make no sense. I found bliss in ignorance. Less I hear, the less you say. You'll find that out anyway.
Woo. Nice shoot. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yeah, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped to get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
Recognizing that America's most valuable resource is in their care, PNW Arms has forever changed the face of weapons science. Relentlessly pursuing research and development, PNW Arms is driven by exactitude. They have applied their collaborative skills, advancing ballistic science to a degree unimagined, both in existing ammunition potential and in creations yet to come. To find out more, go to pnwarms.com. At PNW Arms, their mission is nothing less than to change the face of the shooting industry forever.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
Modern patriots and operators choose the industry-leading number one patented piston system from Adams Arms. The Adams Arms rifle is the natural evolution of the original Stoner design. All of its strengths, none of the weaknesses. With a lifetime warranty and made in the USA, this life-coating processed AR-15 is available in numerous configurations only at Adams Arms. To order, visit the website at adamsarms.net. Adams Arms, precision technology for the modern warrior.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
Bill Frady, Bald and Dangerous.
And welcome back. On a Thursday, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. I told you about Mike Malloy, where he's openly advocating killing people, wanting to see people killed. And I've talked about Mike Vanderbilt. Now, Mike Vanderbilt has been writing letters. And it's the same kind of thing that Mike Malloy, not in the same terms, and not with the same vitriol. It's just pointing things out. But it's speech. It's nothing more than free speech. First Amendment in full sway. And when you exercise the First Amendment, you may get challenged on it from time to time with opposing views, like mine with Mike Malloy. Now, because Mike Malloy has, he goes around and does speeches and writes blogs, because he exercises free speech, there was a bulletin that went out in the New York State Intelligence Center that warned state law enforcement against a recent spike in violence targeting them and cites Mike Vanderbilt. Their bulletin, Michael Brian Vanderbilt, a longtime militia member and founder of the 3% Patriot Movement, which was supported by Jared and Amanda Miller, the Las Vegas Killers, traveled to New York State at least once in 2013 to speak to the Liberty Oath Keepers meeting in Monticello, New York. The official use only bulletin marked, not for public or media release, advises. The 3% Patriots are a militia group comprised primarily of gun rights extremists who believe in the need to use violence against the government to prevent what they believe to be an impending seizure of all private firearms. They go on to point out a bunch of things about the 3% name. They talk about the Oath Keepers. Footnotes on the bulletin make it clear that the information is being sourced from the Southern Poverty Law Center and the Anti-Defamation League, both progressive groups vehemently anti-gun, or at least the privately owned kind, and neither shy about portraying their ideological opponents as domestic terrorists. Now, some are claiming that New York is behind the curve because the FBI has distanced itself from the SPLC. That may be wishful thinking based on a website modification. Public statement from the FBI and the agency's own website indicate the removal may mean just that, removal from the site, not a diminishing of the relationship between the two organizations. That coming from hot air. The spokesperson's statement indicates the change may just be a public relations move, not a substantive shift in FBI policy. Unfortunately, when Mike Vanderbilt went to Massachusetts to speak at his Flag Day Second Amendment rally, he had obtained the Not for Public Eyes bulletin. And then he decimated it. And then he took it point by point and deconstructed it. He started out, the Millers are linked to the Bundys, except they're not. The Millers were supporters of Vanderbilt, the guy who had them ejected from the Bundy security operation, except they weren't. They embraced militia values, except they didn't. The 3% movement is a militia, except it isn't, and the 3% are paranoids for believing the New York State cops are going to seize semi-auto weapons, except that they are. And other than that, this is a totally accurate report. Does that clear things up for you, he said. He cautioned, it's funny, but it's not. This report goes out to police everywhere. Many of them are going to accept it as gospel. And who do you think they're going to be reporting? They'll be reporting you with the Oath Keepers t-shirt, you with the 3% patch, you with the Gadsden flag out in front of your house or the Don't Tread on Me sticker on your pickup truck. Because everyone now knows, because of sloppy propaganda like this piece of trash, that the Gadsden flag equals 3%, equals Oath Keeper, equals domestic terrorist, equals meth head cop killer. And that, of course, is the objective. And even clumsier propaganda has been seized on by groups that are desperate for attention and relevance. Coming up with stupid slogans like, let's tread on them, accompanied by stupid graphics. This is one of the things they try to do to make gun owners fear to speak out. Because we don't want to get that broad brushstroke of being an extremist. Perversely, those who want you and me to feel like that have been known to come up with extremist advocacy positions like, isn't it time we started rounding up promoters of hate before they kill? And these town hall terrorists could be declared enemy combatants and bundled off to Bagram with a stroke of a pen. If there was ever a reason for suspending civil rights, this is it. And send the guilty monsters directly to Guantanamo Bay for all eternity and let them rot in their own mental squalor. This is what they say. And we're the extremists. Yeah. It's funny because of the personal frustrated impotence of the defective cultists doing the demanding. But it's not because their voices influence weak minds and embolden politicians and enable enforcers who then cynically justify terror tactics they're increasingly confident in using. WGN reported law enforcement leaders from the Department of Justice, the FBI, the ATF, Chicago Police, and other regional agencies gathered for a show and tell of what they believe can be a tool for reducing gun violence and arresting people who sell or use illegal guns, a group they call 3%ers. How about that? They've stolen the name, but it's a calculated move on their part because you have the 3% movement, and then you have the law-breaking, as they have been termed, 3%ers. So now the media will be able to mash that together and make Vanderbilt a criminal, at least semantically. One thing you got to give the gun grabbers, even though they're idiots. Why are they idiots? They're idiots for thinking they could ever get away with it. That's item number one. Item number two, they constantly have to reinforce the belief that we wouldn't win. Item number three, they constantly have to reinforce the belief that everything they believe is gospel. And by getting out there and doing some of the things they do, you know, I don't know if 3% is trademarked or anything else. I'm probably not. But now they've tried to combine terminologies here in order to, I don't know, make Mike Vanderbilt look like somebody that's out there that's a gun runner. When all he's ever done is send standard magazines to various governors that banned them. That's not running guns. Oh, well. I'm sure the ATF, who's still smarting over Gaudry and Vanderbilt outing them on Fast and Furious, they're always looking for a new way to bring one of these guys down. And then they get exposed, and then they have to back away from it, backtrack everything they just said. Let's flip into the third hour, shall we? We'll be right back on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load.